Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I would like to begin by sharing with you a story about what it means to give thanks. It's entitled The Old Man and the Gulls, and it was included in Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story show back in 1977. And this is what Mr. Harvey had to say. It is gratitude that prompted an old man to visit an old broken pier on the eastern seacoast of Florida. Every Friday night until his death in 1973, he would return, walking slowly and slightly stooped with a large bucket of shrimp. The seagulls would flock to this old man, and he would feed them from his bucket. Many years before, in October 1942, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was on a mission in a B-17 to deliver an important message to General Douglas MacArthur in New Guinea. But there was an unexpected detour which would hurl Captain Eddie into the most harrowing adventure of his life. Somewhere over the South Pacific, the Flying Fortress became lost beyond the reach of radio. Fuel ran dangerously low, so the men ditched their plane in the ocean. For nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions would fight the water and the weather and the scorching sun. They spent many sleepless nights recoiling as giant sharks rammed their rafts. The largest raft was 9 by 5, the biggest shark 10 feet long. But of all their enemies at sea, one proved most formidable: starvation. 8 days out, their rations were long gone or destroyed by salt water. It would take a miracle to sustain them, and a miracle occurred. In Captain Eddie's own words, Cherry, that was the B-17 pilot, Captain William Cherry, Cherry read the service that afternoon, and we finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talk, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. With my hat pulled down over my eyes to keep out some of the glare, I soon dozed off. Now this is still Captain Rickenbacker speaking here. Something landed on my head. I knew that it was a seagull. I don't know how I knew, I just knew. Everyone else knew too. No one said a word, but peering out from under my hat brim, without moving my head, I could see the expression on their faces. They were staring at that gull. That gull meant food, if I could catch it. And the rest, as they say, is history. Captain Eddie caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used for bait to catch fish. The survivors were sustained and their hopes renewed because a lone seagull, uncharacteristically hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. And now you know that Captain Eddie made it. Now you also know that he never forgot, because every Friday evening, about sunset, on a lonely stretch along the eastern Florida seacoast, you could see an old man walking, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, and slightly bent, his bucket filled with shrimp, was to feed the gulls, to remember that one which, on a day long ago, gave itself without a struggle, like manna in the wilderness. Tonight, we get phone calls from God. Yes, Lord. And we're also pausing to say thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. Now, some of us might have had a life-saving experience like Captain Rickenbacker, and for them, tonight means that we continue to remember that life-changing moment when God's generosity made the difference between life and death. I think of cancer survivors and the day when they were finally told that their cancer was in remission. That would be a day one would never forget. Ken Axelson, who actually is here tonight in the back, never forgets the day that he was liberated from a German POW camp in World War II. And others may celebrate the day they were adopted. Still others, like that soldier who recently escaped from North Korea, and fled to the south in the midst of a hail of gunfire. I'm sure he'll celebrate the day that he fled to freedom and left behind the misery he had known all his life. And then again, there are many of us who cannot possibly imagine experiencing anything quite so dramatic. And yet we know, deep down inside of us, that tonight and tomorrow, we want to stop and thank God for the blessings we do enjoy. And so while we may never have had that one amazing moment that changed our lives forever, we do stop to take stock of all the many blessings we enjoy each day. Whether big or little, life-changing or seemingly mundane, as Christians, we refuse to take our blessings for granted. Instead, we thank God for our families and friends and neighbors. We thank God for our abilities and the opportunity to work. We thank God for our homes and for all that we need for daily life. We thank God for the outpouring of support for those affected by the hurricanes and wildfires that our countrymen have experienced this past year. We thank God for the gift of life itself. Tonight and tomorrow is about stopping and intentionally calling to mind that for which we are grateful. Like Captain Rickenbacker, we pause and give thanks. So what are you grateful for tonight? Is it something big? A rescue? A cure? A new beginning in life? Or are you grateful for many, many smaller blessings that nonetheless add up to a lot? Well, let's see what you wrote on the sticky notes that you placed on the easel here up front. I'll try to interpret your handwriting. All right. We have my family, grandchildren, friends in good weather, public education and health, all the blessings God has given me, grace, government and food and health, justice, family, my daughter and family and friends, basketball, my wife, everything, ripping and brapping. All right, so for a city slicker like me, I didn't know what ripping and brapping was, but ripping is off-roading and brapping is snowmobiling. So ripping and brapping, health, the bountiful harvest, mommy, daddy, clean sheets, my three boys, Legos and games, there you go, Vikings. Can I get a skull? No, just kidding. Who else? A lot of family, a lot of friends, good health. I think I got everything. Oh, I'm thankful for freedom of religion. All right. Those are some of the things that you said that you were thankful for tonight. And tomorrow, continue to think about what you're truly grateful for. And then remember our lesson from Deuteronomy, that it is the Lord who gives us all of our blessings. And then be like that one leper, the one out of 10, who remembered to come back to Jesus to simply say, thank you. Because I think that's what this holiday is all about. It's not just remembering, but then actually telling the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I truly am grateful. And also, at some point, remember that the most precious gift we have as Christians is the saving mercy and grace we all receive as a free gift through Jesus. Because the 2 Corinthians said tonight, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. And for all your gifts, O Lord, we say thank you and amen.